Harry and Tommy are about to pick up your arvo with stacks of fun. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Welcome to it for your Friday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Huge show ahead. I've got something to reveal to you that I've been working on for about 9 months now that is at your expense that you know nothing about.
Really? Have you been making my hair grey?
I mean, that's a daily occurrence, yes. same, but backwards coming up next. But
yes,
to kick the show off today,
yeah,
with my booty drop, I have organised for you something special.
The Skechers Footwear Cyber Sale event. With up to 20 to 50% off most styles. Find your nearest store or shop online at skechers.com.au.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
That thing is sexy, bad.
Wiggity, 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 whack.
Big Moss, booty drop.
Remember yesterday how you revealed that you discovered that you actually really love ABBA.
No, I love one song. Yeah.
What's the song?
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
And for all these years, you thought you hated ABBA,
yeah,
but yet that song's been getting you on the dance floor at every wedding.
Not just I thought I hated ABBA, I would openly tell people how much I hated ABBA, that I can't believe my dad likes them, and then I'd jump up and dance to this tune every week.
Now, for everyone listening, you would know that there is a version of this tune going around. It's the number one ARIA club track. It is awesome, and like you, Sergeant Slick, who we have on the phone now, discovered he also likes the song Gimme, 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 and he joins us now. Welcome, hey. Sergeant Slick.
Hi, guys.
So, were you as shattered as I was, Sergeant, when you realised that you don't hate ABBA?
Well, I was kind of in the same boat as you, Tommy. I wasn't a massive fan of them growing up, and that continued into kind of my DJ career. I really kind of balked every time someone asked me for an ABBA record. But, I mean, then I came across this Gimme Gimme thing that was kind of growing through a few bootlegs and edits that people had done overseas, and created my own version, and it kind of, yeah, it really took off.
It is such a tune.
Yeah, such a tune.
It's such a great remix.
Are you going to venture?
It's currently been streamed 13 million
Damn.
Times. Sorry.
Are you going to venture into other ABBA songs? Are we going to see you tricking up Waterloo or?
I don't see it happening. No, I mean, I really love Disco, and that's kind of one of only like three or four of their tracks that really like push down that disco lane, which I really am into that sound. So
yeah.
I don't see Dancing Queen or Waterloo. No.
What's next for you? Because you're an Aussie DJ, but I know with this song, it's helped you break into the US, which is incredible. What's the plan over the next few months?
Well, I mean, I actually lived in the US for 7 years up until about 2018. So I was doing my thing over there, and it is kind of funny that now I'm back here and the song that I made here is just kind of heading out over there and also Europe as well. We've got DJs like Fisher and Don Diablo who are playing the track in big festivals, you know, like stadium-sized festivals. And it just seems to be growing again from as a basis over that. And, yeah, who knows? When I can get on a plane and get back over there, maybe I'll have to do that.
We often fight on this team, our production team, about, like, what's the greatest song ever? What's the best song to get a dance floor going? Back in your days where you may have been doing some, you know, DJ work at parties and dance floors, what's the number one song to fill a dance floor?
I mean, back when I used to do this night at Heat at the casino every Sunday with Molly and Molly Meldrum, and I tell you, we used to play Beyonce, Crazy in Love, maybe four or five times every night. And each time it would just grow with intensity and people would go more and more crazy every time. Is he going to play it again? Is he going to play it? Here it comes.
What's Molly's favourite song of all time?
I'd say that would probably have to be Up There. I mean, and he loves Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Yeah,
well,
that's a tune.
He loves Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi. Any of those big sing-along anthems, he's into.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure, Sergeant Slick. Thank you for bringing Gimme, Gimme, Gimme into Tommy Little's life. He's forever thankful. And for the rest of us as well.
Thanks, guys.
Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Friday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards.
What's my winning streak up to?
We've got two same-sames back for the year. That doesn't make sense. I was speaking backwards.
Because we've got. Can you smell toast burning?
We've got two same-sames rest.
Oh, I'm going to deduct a point.
Are you trying to speak backwards?
What's that?
Are you actually okay? Honestly,
what am I trying
to
say? We've got two same-sames
left. I think
left
you're trying to say
for the year.
There's 1 week after this.
Yeah, two same-sames left for the year. And what's the current score?
It is 18-15.
So what? Triple points.
Why? Because you want it. You want it. The last one to be the decider.
Well, maybe not. Because if you win,
oh, hold on. But if you do, yeah, triple points. Because can tie up the year here and now.
What?
How? Have the producers discussed this?
No, because then we could go. Because then we could go 6 time points next week.
Oh yeah, you could do that.
Or as Bickers would say, same twos in the more. So, I reckon we should go triple points.
So what are we doing? Triple points today?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a chance you could be 18, and I could be 21.
Yeah.
15.
Oh, I love that there's one
it's
person.
A year over
I love there's one insane unit in the car who's been keeping score and he's like, I can't believe you met me with it like this. Let's go.
All right, yes. Song number one.
Tommy.
Tommy.
House of Pain, Jump Around.
Oh.
Jump
around. Jump
around.
I'm under pressure. I'm under pressure.
How's those triple points feeling? Because you know what's bad? For such
Don't
an accomplished
gloat
person,
early.
You get in your own head so much.
Mate, you got one right, okay? Calm down.
Sure.
One zip, song number two.
Carrie. Salt and Pepper, Push It.
Oh.
That was...
How's the triple points feeling now, hey?
That was... Hey, don't gloat so early. That was lightning, though.
That was real quick.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Song number three, one all.
Tommy. Brittany, Oops, I Did It Again.
Oh.
I was going to say Hit the Baby. Oh. Oh. These are old tunes. I like it.
Of course okay. You do. They always make them for you.
You know, they don't.
What do you mean?
You've got two of them right. Don't pretend you don't love Britney.
2-1. This is for Tommy to get the win and tie it up.
Tommy. Right foot up, left foot slide. It's Drake, Tootsie Slide.
They go right.
Oh, they gave us some new ones. Who would have thought? Finally, my strength.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
This is what happens when you put a really big bet on and then your gamble doesn't pay off.
Don't worry, by tomorrow, I've
so
lost my house.
So next week, is it the decider?
Yeah, it's the last one. Oh, as you said, next, same, backward, two, stay with us.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Friday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Sorry, I just don't know what's happening.
I don't know what's happening either.
We've had two hamsters have come into the studio.
Not the two. There's like 50 hamsters running around.
No, there's a ferret there. There's two hamsters. You can hear them.
What if the producers have convened a meeting with us?
Yeah.
Big Boss Hog Sonder here.
Oh, AKA the balls of the show.
I'm bad at sad. I'm good at sex.
There we go.
Well, that's a timely.
Put it on her tombstone.
Hey, don't get annoyed. You said it.
You know how we want to go on away on a team trip?
What's happened?
No, it's fun. It's all
fine.
And we're all going to go away together and it's going to be great. And we're all going to share rooms, which is absolutely fine. Everyone's happy with that, aren't they?
Yeah.
But I didn't know about that.
No, you're not sharing.
We just don't include you in the group text because you don't respond.
Yeah.
We've just put you in a room on your own, okay?
Great.
Yeah.
Because you're in a prima donna and you might pick up too and we don't want to be around.
Oh, yeah, I'm just hoping.
But there's
these trips are about dreams as well, you know? We need a show, baby.
Oh. Who's having that?
We had a show, baby. I had it.
Hang on.
Sorry. What's happening?
What do you mean?
Imagine if our weekend away as a team ended up in a show, baby.
Eli's trying to avoid that, right?
No, he means he's going to pick up.
No, he didn't
Sonda,
mean
that. Don't worry. You're not having a show, baby.
I don't want to have another baby. Anyway.
I'm having a baby. It's fine.
Thank God. We're all getting stressful.
I'm happy to share rooms.
Something really weird.
Not with Pippa, because clearly she's asleep.
Something really weird has happened, though, with the sharing.
Oh, why?
Because you text me to say who you're happy to share with. You're happy to share with me, which I totally expect.
Yeah. Hang on. Where did these texts happen?
That we've told you. You're not
part
them.
Of it.
Thank God.
In fact, I think it was only the girls that shared the text messages.
It was to be fair. It was you, me and Belle, and you said you're happy to share with me and happy to share with Belle and also happy to share with Jez.
It was a joke.
Because I was like, why won't you share with Dipper? And then when I told Jez this morning, he looked horrified. Absolutely horrified.
No, hang on.
Hang on.
Jezelenko.
Hello.
Bro. We need a show, baby.
Why would you, is it if not one for 1 second did you think I actually meant it, Jez?
Look, you're the boss of the show, mate. I
prefer the side closest to the toilet, just FYI. I was trying to be funny. Can't I be funny occasionally?
Only if it's actually funny.
It was funny. Oh.
Wait,
so we're joking? Anyway, are we done? We're done.
It's not awkward. Don't get uncomfortable.
Wait, I have a question. Were you joking about Jez but not about me?
No, I would share it with you, nah, Belle, Pippa, or Sonda.
You're already pregnant, so Bickers has no interest.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Friday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse.
You were eating then, weren't you?
Just a little snack.
you could pick up a snack from Chemist Warehouse. Grab yourself a summer roll on the way out.
Oh, how good are summer rolls?
The last time I had a summer roll was from Chemist Warehouse.
Oh, they're so yum. Yeah. I'm like a little kid when I get to the counter at a Chemist Warehouse. I'm like, well, I might just add that and that and that and that.
And because everything's so cheap, I often buy myself like 5 packs of gum and then leave them in the car.
Speaking of cheap, you know what else is cheap? Oh. Is the fragrances.
Get some Jimmy Choo Blossom, 40ml, $39.99. That's a Christmas present.
If you find a cheaper price on the same item at another Australian retail store, Chemist Warehouse will match it and they'll give you 10% off the difference. So head in there now.
Up next, Bickers, the Australian comedian with the best head of hair in the business.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, the Savo.
And one of our good friends, comedian Dave Thornton, joins us now. G'day, Thorno.
G'day, guys. It's been too long. What have you been up to?
Are you? What's happening?
Carrie, you know what has been happening, and I'm so glad now I'm on your show to air this to Australia, that I'm sure most of your listeners are aware that Tommy Maverick Little is gunning for his pilot's license.
Yeah, he failed his first time exam, but he's gunning for his pilot's license.
Failed my
first
exam, got the date of my second exam wrong. It's not going bad, Thorno.
Yeah, but you could still get a job at Tiger Airways. You'll be right, mate.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Oh, you could get a job at the new one, Bonza.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Oh, Bonza.
That's what Ollie wants to work for, Bonza.
Where did Bonza? What Bonza do?
They're a new low-cost airline that's starting in Australia.
Really?
Yes.
Should we go away? Bonza idea.
Sorry, Thorno. Yes.
That feels like a bad internet startup, Bonza. I'm not in for it. But anyway, I'm sorry if they're a sponsor. Good people. But,
yeah, great people.
Yeah, Carrie, this really hurt me because when Tommy was explaining to me, I'm going to get my pilot's license, this is going to be fun. And then when push came to shove and he asked, hey, mate, if I went on a trip over summer, and would you jump in the plane with me? And there was a long pause. And I went,
I bet you it wasn't as long as my pause.
No, with you, there was no pause. I would have killed for a pause with you.
Just
you just
said,
went,
no.
Yeah, I didn't even get halfway through the question. Hey, Bickers, do you want to? No.
Yeah, but Carrie, this is the bit that hurt me. I went, oh, look, mate, I've just been thinking and I don't know about it. And he goes, oh, man, you're the 10th person to say no. I'm like, wait. So, you mean if I did go up with you and God forbid anything happened and the plane was going down, Tommy's first thought is, I don't even want to fly with this guy. I had 9 other people lined up.
I'd say thank God one of my top 9 wasn't going down. Because then I'd be really sad.
Thorno, I'm interested. Do you think it's because you have kids? Like, actually, I should ask Tommy. The people that have said no, they don't want to come up with you, are they people that have kids?
Yeah, but they're also people that don't have kids.
Oh.
Seems to be like COVID, the great equaliser.
Well, I also think by the sound of things, Tommy's just asking his barista, some Uber driver, everyone before me. So who knows what their backstory is.
Thorno, but I've worked closely with this man for a long time. We've shared some very, very close moments. And when he was asked at lunch last year who were his best mates, he listed about 45 and I didn't even get a mention.
You were there.
So I don't reckon you've got anything to worry about.
You were there.
Yes, yeah, which made it even worse. I was there and you didn't mention me. Thorno, what's happening in terms of the comedy scene? What are you doing over the next few months?
Mate, I've got tours coming out the wazoo. Now that we can actually meet in like human to human, face to face, we've got some gigs coming up. I've got one, soirée actually down in kind of South Yaya, just south of the city there next Saturday, which is going to be awesome because
is that in Melbourne?
In Melbourne, yes. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I realised you guys are national. Sorry. Yeah.
No one knows where south of the Yaya or whatever you call it.
Well, I didn't understand any of the words you said. We're doing so soiree down in Yaya, other side of the river. I'm like, good luck getting people to your gig, homie.
Oh, God. I think I'm smelling burnt toast. Am I having a stroke? Something's happening.
Your festival is called So Soiree, and it's happening in Melbourne.
Yep. It's funny. I supposedly talk for a living, and now you have to break down whatever wingdings I just said that came out of my face. Sorry, guys. It's a festival that's happening in Melbourne, down on the south side, and I'll be performing there on not this Saturday, next Saturday. My show.
Between the 2nd and the 12th of December is what my notes say here. Anything else I can do for you to help sell tickets?
Bro, you got Adelaide Fringe?
Bro, I'm going to be, because this is the end of my tour, obviously, for this year and the next year, brand new show at Adelaide Fringe at Melbourne Comedy Festival. If I do survive the flight with you, yes, I'll be there live.
Are you actually going to go up, Thorno?
Yeah.
Because to be honest, I don't know because the main factor is my fragile ego because I know that Tommy's got a bigger profile than me. So if we go down, they'll just be like, Tommy, little comedian and friend in crowd. That's the bit that will hurt me the most.
You'll have faith though that I'll bring all your credentials, like I just did then when you pass away. Well known for his tour of Yaya.
Down in Yaya by the river. Yes. Hey, Thorno, can you stick around? We need to ask you our most controversial guest question up next, please.
I don't know if I can. I don't know how to talk, but sure, I'll be there.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we are still joined by Dave Thornton.
Yeah, Tommy's best mate, number nine friend is on the line with us now, Dave Thornton. You still there?
Yes, I am still there.
Tommy has a list of questions we like to ask our guests in a forum we call Scatch Chat. Are you willing to take part?
Oh, nothing like a scatological chat, of course. Let's go.
Time for Scat Chat!
You want to kick off, Vickers?
Sure.
Hey, guys, I just want to point out that intro sounded like when I was trying to talk about my show. That was just me. Trying to say ya-ya and soiree and throwing it all together. So this will be my
first question for you in Scat Chat today is, what is your favourite way to answer the phone?
Mm.
Oh, I say mielo, like Homer Simpson. That's how I like to do it.
Have you got a trademark goodbye that goes with that?
Yeah, I've decided to bring back Toodle Pip. I go, see you guys, Toodle Pip, and it hasn't taken off.
Nice.
Is Toodle Pip not hello?
No, Toodle Pip. See you, mate.
Okay.
Is it? Is it hello? It probably is. My track record on this show of talking normal English is not good. So, yeah, maybe.
Have you ever said, and I appreciate an honest answer. Have you ever said to a lady, does Thorno make you horno?
Well, I got two kids, if that's any proof. no, because I do feel the sentiment of that sentence, it would make the complete opposite happen if I did say that. So, no, I've never said it, mate.
When you're in a movie theatre watching a movie and you realise you want to go grab some popcorn or go to the loo and you stand up to walk past people, do you give them your groin or your buttocks?
Oh, this is a good question. This one's from Fight Club. I remember Brad Pitt asked himself that question.
No, it's from the Carrie and Tommy show.
it's called PP or BB. Now just go with it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Unfortunately, I've just realised...
You strike me as a buttocks man, to be honest.
Well, this feels like workplace harassment. I actually think I do go crutch, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mate, you've got to stop that.
I do. People might see my ya-ya then. That's not right.
Have you ever grazed against a shoulder with your crutch as you gave them crutch?
Oh, no. Mate,
you should try it.
I'm definitely not flying with you then. If it's just you and me, this could happen.
We've got time for one more.
Can I ask?
I mean, I normally ask you not to ask this, but he's the perfect guy to ask this to, I reckon.
David.
Yeah, mate.
Well, when was the last time you shit yourself?
Oh, God. Mate, it's... I think I just got gastro from
the kids. It sounds like it's happening now.
I was like, was it 7 minutes ago when we asked you where your show was? Make sure you see Dave Thornton anywhere you can. Go see him.
Go see him at the So Soiree on the Ya-Ya.
Ya-Ya by the river. Thanks, Thorno.
Oh, this has done the opposite, I think, of selling tickets to my show. Thank you, guys.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Friday afternoon, and there is still heaps more to come this arvo.
I am going to reveal to you something, Tommy, that I've been working on for about 9 months.
Okay.
It involves you. You haven't known that it's happening.
Oh, my God.
Actually, that makes it sound like I'm pregnant, doesn't it? I haven't been cooking something for 9 months. I think you'd know, too.
What are you talking about?
You will find out.
Are you setting me up with someone? Is it an arranged marriage?
You'll find out.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Friday, Arvo. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
God, another week and another week of not giving away $1 million.
I know it's disappointing when you do it once and realise that everything else feels just a bit underwhelming.
A bit povo, because. But I thought, we're missing that touch of kind of money in the show, and so it might be a great opportunity to bring back a new version of everybody's favourite game.
Dog, 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 bark, 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 dog.
That, of course, is the original, where we would hear dogs bark, and we would guess what type of dogs they are. And I know what you're thinking, yes, it was a great idea. But how do we add a touch of money to that game?
Dog, 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 bark, 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 billionaire.
So we are going to hear a clip, and we've got to guess which billionaire it is from.
Okay.
Jesse, you have the buttons of money in front of you.
Yeah, here is your first billionaire.
Now previously, they thought, well, they just basically ignored us or laughed at us. Now we're actually starting to make real inroads, and they're treating us as a real threat.
It's really creepy, the emphasis on the S's in that, isn't it?
Yeah, because I was going to say...
Younger, a newer gen kind of billionaire.
Well, I was going to say I thought it was Elon Musk until then there was weird bits of accent in there.
So, yeah, definitely an accent.
But it did sound a bit like his cadence.
Is it a well-known billionaire, Jess?
I reckon you were on the right track. It is.
Oh, is it Elon Musk? Boom. So where's Elon Musk from?
South Africa.
So play that again.
Is he?
Yeah, he's originally from
previously. They thought, well, they just basically ignored us or laughed at us. Now we're actually starting to make real inroads, and they're treating us as a real threat.
I did not know he was South African.
Are you Googling it now?
Yeah.
You don't trust me.
No, I want to see, because I know, you know how his mum was on Saturday Night Live with him?
No.
Yeah, his mum came and did the monologue for Saturday Night Live.
Why?
Which everybody said was good, and it wasn't.
Why did they get his mum?
Because he has the charm of a plank of wood. And they thought, if we get the older plank of wood, that'll somehow make this better. And boy, it didn't. Who have you got for us, Jess?
You know, music is like stocks, too. You know, there's the hot thing of the moment. You know, there's this hot electro sound or the hot auto-tune voice.
I would know that voice anywhere. Bickers, do you know who that is?
Kanye?
No, you're close.
Oh,
you're
am
close.
I?
Yeah.
In music, though.
Yes.
What are the billionaires? Jay-Z?
Jay-Z is correct. It's such a cool voice. I love his, like he keeps playing again.
You know, music is like stocks too. You know, there's the hot thing of the moment. You know, there's this hot electro sound or the hot auto-tune voice.
Who have you got for us, Jess?
Goodbye, Tony. Tony, goodbye. Goodbye, Tony. Oh. Goodbye. Goodbye, Tony. Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, Clive Palmer.
Goodbye, Tony.
I was like, I know that voice. It's familiar.
Oh, it gave me so much joy when he would rock up in his funny little sports cars, and then he would barely be able to get his huge mass of an ass out of it.
The cool factor of billionaires drops off significantly after Jay-Z, doesn't it?
Oh, and also when you can't get out of your car. If you need someone to give you a hand up.
All right, your next one?
Mostly I love software. My thing was that I just loved doing software. I loved hiring people.
Younger Bill Gates?
Please tell me it is. Still the greatest thing that Bill Gates has ever done is, of course...
Jump over the chair.
Jumping over the chair.
Well done. That was...
Dog, 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 bark, 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 billionaire.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's not good when you're laughing already. It's not good when you're laughing already and I don't know what it is.
Have you noticed anything about your Instagram lately?
What's happened?
Have you been getting any funny messages from people?
No, I don't know.
Do you know what your Insta bio says?
No. What does it say? I blame it on the boogie.
It's been like that for about 3 months. Did you know for 3 months you've been blaming it on the boogie?
No, I did not know. Did you hack this the other time?
Well, well, well.
Did you, that you know that
we
time it got changed?
We've been pranking you since May the 28th. It's been the longest prank we've ever done. So it all started because Eli and I thought we might get into your phone and try and change.
Hang on. Sorry, Carrie. Eli. Come on.
No, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. So it started with wanting to try and change your Insta bio.
Yes.
And so we came up with a little scheme and you left the studio. This is back on May 28th.
Oh, my God.
And Eli and I quickly grabbed your phone and then the work began.
Tell Bell to keep a lookout.
Okay, so I go into his bio.
Yep, delete that.
Should we run interference to slow him down?
Yeah.
Okay, give it to me again.
Comedian, writer, entrepreneur.
My mission in life is not merely to survive, but, oh God, that's so bad, thrive. Done. We might have to work on the rest of it later. Okay.
Did you exit out of Instagram?
Yeah, I don't remember.
cool and calm under pressure.
So we chose to make it something that you would never say. Something like, my mission in life is to survive, not thrive.
Because I remember discovering that, and a chill went through my body.
Well, you did discover that, and then you contacted Eli. It was a Sunday afternoon, and you were in an absolute flap because you thought you'd been hacked.
Yes.
And Eli said it was really hard for him not to tell you what was going on.
Eli, bro, come on, man.
He felt awful.
Eli.
Yeah.
Eli, I expect this. I expect this from these other scumbags, but I thought we were closer.
Did you not notice in that audio they just played you there was one voice that was omitted from it? Mine, because I wasn't present. I wasn't across this.
You schemed the whole thing with me.
What do you mean?
Oh, don't you play that now.
Oh, look at this.
And then what happened was you were at this wedding in a flap because you'd all these people were messaging you going, what's with your bio? And you're like, oh, my God, who's changed my bio?
Eli was at the wedding.
Oh, Eli was at the wedding and you were harassing him. And then Eli was texting us on the group WhatsApp going, Tommy's asking me about whether I've been hacked. Do I help him or not? And we were like, you definitely don't help him.
But why didn't you reveal this back then?
Well, because then you came in and said, oh, my God, guys, I think I've been hacked.
Oh, yeah.
Did anything else change, though?
No.
I feel like if you were hacked, they'd be like deleting posts or I don't know. What happens when you're hacked?
But I also realised that I have two-factor
authentication.
We get bogged down here in the
authentication. Yeah,
no, that's what I was going for. That's why I stopped.
Authentication.
Oh my God.
Authentication.
Anyway,
you guys. Hang on. Yeah. You guys heard this audio first before playing it on air.
Let's keep going.
Hang on. Is this the prank on everybody listening?
Now you've stopped it. We
gotcha.
Have to start it again.
Shocking radio.
Anyway, that ended with us saying.
Did it? It sounded like it was. was never going to.
The point was we didn't reveal the prank to you because we wanted to have more fun. So you changed your bio back and then another few months went
past. Why did you not change it heaps into really crook things?
Because it's very hard to get you off your phone. So you have
I've
to
got
get two-factor
authentic. What is it again?
Because it's really hard to access because you've got it on you or you're sitting there. So we had to get it when you're out of the room. Anyway, so I changed it to I blame it on the boogie and you haven't noticed for 3 months. It's been extremely underwhelming.
I mean, good prank?
Is it a good prank when it didn't bother you in the slightest?
Oh, sorry. No.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home the Savo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I don't know if it's a good idea, Bickers.
I feel like we should have left this to our last show, so if it causes a fight, we don't have to see each other all summer.
I'm not worried about that.
What are you worried about?
The audience. I think.
No, people love this. People have said to me they love when we do this segment.
No, they don't. That's why they make separate rooms for this at establishments.
The previous versions of the segment, great. Not this one, I don't
know. Not this one. This will make people's ears. Well, yeah. We'll see. Anyway, stick
we'll
around.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because before the year ends, we thought it would be nice to revisit one of our most controversial games, not for the outside world, just causes the most heat amongst the team here. The first one, I think, was picking the best song to fill a dance for. Well, we've got to this.
Best karaoke song of all time.
Except with a bit of a twist. We had to nominate our song, which then would play an instrumental version while we sing over it.
Oh, do we have to sing?
Did you not know that?
Oh.
Oh, well, I've played to my strengths, so I am going to be...
It's a guy that sings mine.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Oh, no, there's a woman that comes in with some little riffs. I'll be able to do her part.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Good. To kick us off, how about we go to producer Annabelle there?
Annabelle is just running into the studio right now.
Let's start
so
with Pip.
Excited.
Producer Pippa. Let's start with Producer Pippa.
All right.
Yep, Hang on.
Pip is ready to go.
Hi.
Fashioning two cans and a piece of string. Pip, how are you feeling about yours?
Okay.
That good.
This is the worst way to
imagine a singer on stage.
You get one chance for your karaoke song and you pick something that you're like, yeah.
Well, I really like this song and it's very nostalgic for me. It reminds me a lot of my dad and the road trips we used to do together when I was younger.
Oh.
But I also don't know the lyrics that well, so I'm going to have to read.
But then how is it your best karaoke song?
I'm still imagining a singer saying all this before going into their song. This next song's okay.
It kind of reminds me of my dad.
But I don't know the words.
It's also got like a nice tempo, so I'm not going to sound too bad when I sing it.
All right.
Pip, I never thought I'd say this, but shut up and sing.
Sweet Caroline, ba-ba-ba, so time's never seems so good.
Get it off here.
Da-da-da, I've been
in I was in the car with you and your dad, I'd jump out of it even if it was going 80 and that was happening. Thank you, Pippa.
You're welcome.
Producer Annabelle.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Yeah, you should be after that.
We won't know any of Annabelle's songs because they're from some weird playlist we've never heard.
No, my song is iconic.
Is it?
Yeah, literally.
Sure, that's what you say every time and then it's some DJ set that plays at 2 a.m. A bit of Rufus Du Sol. Does he sing?
I don't know. I think it's the DJ, right?
You'd know.
All right, Jesse, hit it. Oh, baby.
Yeah. Are they your only words?
I must confess, I still believe.
You know what's
with
great?
With you I lose my mind. Give me a sign.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Turned American.
What happened there?
Also, why do we dance so weird when we're singing?
But also, why are you picking karaoke songs? You've never done karaoke before, too.
Well, you joined in, so let's see who joins in to the next one.
It's a bit of shade being
thrown. Yeah, I was joining in to help you.
The good thing about by the time we get to our ones, no one will be listening.
I don't think anyone's waiting to hear.
No one will be listening. Jesse, what about you?
Do you want to just have one of ours before we take a break? Should we go with mine or yours?
Mine's pretty heartfelt. Do you actually
I bet you haven't taken this seriously again.
What do you mean? Mine, I have been taking this seriously, and mine will bring you to tears. So well, it depends whether you want to. Okay. Do you want to cry now? Or do you want to cry later?
No, let's cry now.
Okay. Hit me, baby, one more time. I don't know where to come in. Someone point at me when you start singing this bit.
You had to come in ages ago, I think.
Get the best for you. How dove get me out of rain. I remember your name. Said sometimes it hurts enough, but sometimes it hurts instead. When's the big bit? When's the big bit? Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
If you were out with your mates doing karaoke, is that what you'd put on?
Mate, I'd never be out with my mates doing karaoke.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And if you're just joining us, we're in the middle of this.
We should start by saying thank you if you are still with us. Mm. We realise that last 10 minutes wasn't our best break. Your singing was
thank
woeful.
Thank you to the performers.
We're asking for best karaoke song of all time, and you and producer Pip and producer Bell stepped to the mic, and you didn't even know the words to your karaoke song.
Well, that's what you say, and you say the crowds aren't happy, but why would they ask for an encore then? Hit me again, Jess. Let's go. Come on.
I already got rid of it because I didn't want to go back to
damn
it.
Damn it. Jesse.
Should we go to Jesse?
Yeah.
Because I reckon Jesse will have a great rock ballad that'll be his karaoke banger.
Interesting call from you, Bickers, because my song is the end of the night where you're all, you know, you've had a few drinks and you're all getting quite emotional and arm in arm with
Jesse,
one another.
Jesse, real team I had to say this to moment. Pip as well. Shut up and sing.
I said certified freak 7 days a week. Wet ass make up for 3 weeks.
Okay.
Hey, what about Jez Alenko? Let's go to the man on.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Let's go to the man on the pots. Do you mean the whole show?
Jez is the only one that'll take this seriously.
Jez Alenko. No.
I took this very seriously. I love karaoke. Okay. But I picked my favorite karaoke song, probably not the best of all time, and my wife now hates this song. Jesse, roll the tape. Rock the Casper, rock the Casper.
What people don't know, Jez, who are listening, is you do the audio for this show from your bedroom in another state. So there's a slight delay. So you were singing really out of time.
But it was perfect.
But I love the enthusiasm, and I'd sing that with you late at night.
Yeah.
Because it's the Casbah.
It's good. Is that your bar?
Oh, that's
okay. What about Sonda, producer Sonda? What have you got for us?
I've already won. Jez said I've got the best one. Hit me,
well, then
Jesse.
If you've got the best one, maybe I should go before you. Because if you've got the piste resistante.
Oh, the restaurant.
The resistance pistons.
Eli, what's yours?
So mine is a massive crowd pleaser. You can't sit here and watch someone sing this song and not get involved.
Okay, give
let's
it to
see
us.
How we go.
Okay. It's fun to stay at the
YMCA.
It's fun to stay at the
Batman's back. I didn't know
that was good.
That was good. Yeah.
Okay, mine also, like you, Jesse, is the end of a night. Arms around each other's arms. It's shortly after you've
arms around each other's arms
or whatever. You usually do John Farnham, You're the Voice, and then you belt out this.
That's the way it's gonna be, little darling. You go riding on the
Hang
horses.
On.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Way up in the sky. Don't you worry, baby. And
Hang
if
on.
You fall, I'll why? Pick you up.
Why have you got up. Why have you got a backing vocal?
No, I'm my own backing vocal. I play both parts. I don't know. I didn't
know. How come we didn't get a guide track?
I feel like you didn't hear him, to be fair. That's pretty good, though. That's a good karaoke tune, isn't
I've just been told that we are also on a delay, so maybe it wasn't as good as we thought it was.
Oh, this must be sounding worse. It already sounds bad. But with a one-second delay, this must be sounding
Sonda.
Terrible.
I don't think mine's actually better. Anyway, let's go.
Oh, God.
Oh.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you feel it too.
Feel it too.
Waiting on a lineup. Waiting on the line. Just to be the next.
That's a great song.
Can we put some Christmas carols on to make this less punishing for our ears?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Friday afternoon. And guys, it's time to knock off
the weekend.
Ooh.
This is your song. You're going to get up on the table and dance like you did at the wedding?
Yeah, definitely. I
can't
think
even imagine you on the table. I've seen you have a fun time, but you've never gotten on a table.
Yeah, what do you mean? Remember when we first went back to my house when I just moved in and got on the table and it fell over.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Actually, what am I talking about? The only person I ever see on a table is you. Yeah. Hey, up next, there's an awkward conversation happening in our team at the moment about who's going to sleep with who when we go on our team getaway.
Sure.
Sorry, I mean like in the
sure,
same
it's
bed.
Just the keys in a bowl.
No, I mean, who's going to share beds with who, sleep next to who on our team weekend away that is coming up to end the year. And look, I don't know whether we go to phones on it or whether we just finally have a chat amongst ourselves to sort it out.
Yeah. We'll do something next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Friday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, we've got a brand new game for the show.
Ooh.
We're stealing the Family Feud theme.
Is it Heel of Fortune? Is it back?
It is not Heel of Fortune.
Is it Neil of Fortune?
It's not Neil of Fortune either,
God. Okay, is it Seal of Fortune? Because there's only Roof and the singer.
What?
Roof Seal and the singer Seal.
Yeah. Or Bathroom Sealant.
Oh, yes. Well, that's sealant. But
oh, sorry.
It could be Heel of Fortune, but it's dogs.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all. What about Keel of Fortune and sailboats?
Oh, good. What type of sailboat?
Yeah. It's a schooner.
Corsair or Vagabond.
Oh, someone's been to sailing
camp.
No, producer Sonda was up to something while you guys were.
I felt so happy with myself.
Mate, it was really nice. It was good.
Catamaran. Yeah. You want to keep going?
Yeah, don't keep going. No.
We should do same, same, but boat.
Okay.
And I'm going to guess what they are. Sorry, Jess.
No.
I think we're out of time.
Producer Sonda got up to something in the studio today while you guys were gone.
Okay.
And I thought, that's quite interesting. Maybe I should record this and see if the guys can guess what Producer Sonda was up to.
Oh, right? Okay.
So here is a sound that Producer Sonda was making.
Oh. Oh, my God. Oh.
She's doing that for show. Yeah. She's not making. God, Sonda, what? You knew the mic was on.
Are you listening to our podcast?
Oh, God.
Is that what it is?
With her sore back.
Yes.
But why did you make it sexual? You only made it sexual because you knew the mic was going to record you.
No, Eli looked so uncomfortable, and I was like, sorry, I'm in agony. That's my in pain noise.
Mate.
That's
listen
not sexy
bit,
at all.
Bit.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
No, that is definitely put on.
That's after I've released some of the agony.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Now that the show's over, Carrie and Tommy can go and sort their Christmas shopping. This Christmas, why not give the gift of a great fragrance from Chemist Warehouse? Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.